disse que a tradução já está a funcionar? Já? Eu sou o vice-presidente da Comissão de Negócios Estrangeiros. E em nome do presidente e de toda a Comissão de Negócios Estrangeiros, gostaria de vos dar as boas-vindas nesta sala, que é muito simpática, é uma sala da biblioteca, mas que serve para as reuniões da Comissão de Negócios Estrangeiros. Nós aqui neste Parlamento temos muita curiosidade em relação ao vosso Parlamento. Verifiquei que têm representantes de muitos partidos. Peço desculpa porque nós não conhecemos muito bem o significado desses partidos, mas espero que nos expliquem. Aqui em Portugal temos muitos partidos. Mas, na realidade, há dois grandes partidos que alternam no poder. Há três outros partidos mais pequenos que estão representados na Assembleia da República. Portanto, há cinco partidos que vão a votos e que estão representados na Assembleia da República. E com esta representação temos tido governos das diferentes tendências, com várias alianças, quando não há maiorias absolutas. Pelo que, desde a Revolução de 1974, temos tido praticamente todas as soluções possíveis. Neste momento, temos o Partido Socialista que está no poder e que, pela primeira vez, tem uma maioria absoluta. Nós aqui estamos muitos membros do Partido Socialista, alguns membros do Partido Social Democrata, que é a nossa alternativa de governo. Ainda que neste momento as sondagens dizem que o Partido Socialista continua à frente nas sondagens. Apesar de já estar no poder há quase 4 anos. Portugal, como sabem, colaborou em várias intervenções nos Balcãs. Temos normalmente uma posição pacífica, gostamos de nos dar bem com toda a gente. A questão do Kosovo é muito polémica em Portugal. Portugal, como sabem, durante muito tempo anunciou que iria reconhecer. Mas não foi dos primeiros partidos a reconhecer. O que mostra toda essa discussão que há sobre essa matéria aqui. Neste momento, reconhecemos há pouco tempo o Kosovo, como a maioria dos países europeus, e é sobretudo uma questão em relação à qual estamos muito curiosos, e por isso gostaria de vos dar a palavra para nos elucidarem mais sobre o vosso país. E sobre o vosso Parlamento. E sobre as perspectivas que têm em relação aos vossos vizinhos. Muito obrigada.
First of all, I would like to thank you for finding the time to meet with us, and we want to thank you for you for finding the time. But at the same time, we also would like to thank you for recognizing the independent state of Kosovo. As you said, it's been quite a process here for you because you didn't have 100% harmonization on this stance when it came to Kosovo, but still we want to thank you for that act that you have done, the act of recognizing the independent state. And we feel very comfortable here, being here among the friends and among the books here. I would start by presenting my colleagues and the delegation that I had. To my left, Mr. Ardian Gini, head of parliamentary group of Alliance for the Future of Kosovo. Next to him, Mr. Lulzim Zeneli, head of the parliamentary group of Democratic League of Dardania. To my right, Mr. Ibrahim Mosoli, head of the parliamentary group of Alliance New Kosovo. Mr. Bojan Stojanovic, head of the parliamentary group of Independent Liberal Party, who represents the Serbian communities, and Madame Mifira Šinić, head of the parliamentary group 7 Plus, that represents communities, Turkish community, Roma community, and Bosnia community. And myself, Mr. Rambujaj, head of the parliamentary group of Democratic Party of Kosovo, who has the biggest number of the MPs in the parliament, but we made the government with another party whose representative is not here with us. Parliament compared to your parliament is a lot smaller. It has 120 seats. out of which 100 are directly elected with a vote. There is 20 seats which are set aside seats or reserved seats for communities, out of which 10 are reserved for the Serbian communities, while the other 10 are reserved for other communities like Turkish, Roma, Sashkalis, Bosniaks, Egyptians, and so on. These rules are also carved in the laws and legislation that we have passed in the last year or so, and also it's included in our constitution. As you are probably aware, all the parties represented in the Parliament of Kosovo have been very much unified when it came to the act of declaring independence of Kosovo in February of this year. Out of 109 MPs that were present at the plenary session, 101 of them voted in favor of this decision. So as you can see, we had a huge unity in this regard, with some reservation that came from the Serbian community representatives, which we fully understand. They had some reserves, but they were not against it. Committee has 13 working committees. Parliament has 13 working committees. And we consider them to be very successful at taking into consideration the workload that has been done in the last 8 months or so. Because it was very important for us and very important piece of work to pass all the laws that derive from the President Tafisari's package that included some 40 laws that had to be passed. And on June 15th, we finished this cycle of approving these laws that derive from this package with approval of the Constitution of Republic of Kosovo on June 15th. We consider that this has been done, these laws that have been passed, this legislation that has been passed, it's the best possible because we took all the best parts that we can find in the region, and not only in the region but also in Europe-wide, because in preparing this legislation were involved a lot of renowned experts all over Europe. And another positive thing that makes us believe that we're on the right track is that there was no big turmoil after the declaration of the independence, since even though there were some expectations for that. This represents a very good omen, and it also proves what we said all along, that independence of Kosovo will only produce stability in the region, not only in the near region of Kosovo, but in the region wider. Thank you.
Muito obrigado por esta pequena introdução, que eu iria dar a palavra a deputados dos dois partidos que estão aqui representados, para não estar a monopolizar esta nossa vontade de conhecermos melhor a vossa realidade. Vou a dar, portanto, a palavra ao deputado José Cesário, que é o coordenador do Partido Social Democrata na Comissão de Negócios Estrangeiros.
Em nome do Grupo Parlamentar do Partido Social Democrata, gostaria de cumprimentar toda a delegação parlamentar do Kosovo. O PSD assume a sua postura na oposição de uma forma responsável e construtiva. Para nós, em democracia, é tão importante haver poder como oposição. E, exatamente por isso, nunca tivemos dúvidas em acompanhar a posição oficial do governo português no momento em que foi reconhecido, em que Portugal reconheceu o Kosovo como Estado independente. Fazemo-lo em nome do respeito pela democracia, em primeiro lugar, pelo direito ao desenvolvimento do povo do Kosovo, em nome também da paz que desejamos para todo o mundo e muito particularmente para esta região do mundo e da Europa. E gostaria apenas de desejar, pois, que o Kosovo consiga encontrar o caminho do desenvolvimento que merece ter, promovendo a integração das diversas minorias que possam existir entre a sua população, e, obviamente, ocupando o seu legítimo lugar na comunidade internacional. Muito obrigado.
Dava agora a palavra ao coordenador do Partido Socialista na Comissão de Negócios Estrangeiros, o deputado Renato Leal.
Em primeiro lugar, desejo, em nome do Grupo Parlamentar do Partido Socialista, deixar uma palavra de boas-vindas à delegação da Assembleia do Kosovo. E dizer-vos que temos acompanhado com muito interesse a evolução do processo do Kosovo. Em determinada altura, pareceu-nos que haveria outras soluções possíveis, mas há valores que devemos preservar numa outra ordem de prioridades. E esses valores são a paz, a liberdade, a democracia e o desenvolvimento. E, como disse a Sra. Presidente da Comissão, compreenderão que tínhamos muita curiosidade em ouvir quais são as vossas expectativas, quais são os vossos projetos, relativamente a um processo que os nossos colegas sabem melhor do que nós, que não foi fácil, que provavelmente não será fácil, mas a vida é uma luta permanente, diária, e o processo de construção de uma nova Europa mais forte, mais coesa, e esperamos que agora também mais purificada dos grandes desmandos feitos pela banca globalizada, que consiga trazer-vos efetivamente um futuro mais promissor. A questão que gostaria de colocar tem que ver mais com as relações de vizinhança. Quais são as vossas perspectivas relativamente ao relacionamento com os vossos países vizinhos? Porque essas são questões que, normalmente, não sei se serão as mais importantes ou não, mas que são aquelas que, pelo menos, os órgãos de comunicação social se esforçam por transformar em mais importantes. Muito obrigado.
Very much and fully aware of the challenges that lie ahead of us, but at the same time we are very much hopeful of the new mission of Europe that is coming to Kosovo, EULEX, and hoping that we will get your support from EU and Portugal in concrete, in making such a mission that let's put it this way, it will make less difficulties than UN has made so far, and this mission should be a more successful one than the UN mission has been. This is one of the challenges that we foresee, but another challenge that we face, and that challenge that lies ahead, is also to increase the number of states that recognize the independent state of Kosovo. One of the biggest challenges that we perceive to be right now, that's the challenge of the economy. Which we consider it might put some turbulence with the current government, and I don't want them to give hope for change sooner to the opposition, but the challenge of economy is the biggest one that we face right now. And just to illustrate this, that in the last 6 years there was no salary increase at all in the public sector in Kosovo, when I mentioned the economy challenge. And even though people who are employed and get a salary, an income, monthly income, they are also qualified as cases for social help, because they don't manage to survive on the salary, even though they are called employed persons. But to come back to the question that you posed, and without wanting to take the floor of the rest of the colleagues also, the question what will be our future relations with our neighboring countries? As you're aware, our closest neighbors, Macedonia and Montenegro, have recognized recently Kosovo, and Albania did this in an earlier stage. We want to believe that also Serbia won't delay very much on taking such a decision on recognizing Kosovo. because the way the things are right now, this will pose a great problem for future European integration, for not only for us, but also for Serbia itself, if we stand on each other's steps. Currently, our bilateral relation between Kosovo, Albania, Montenegro, and Macedonia, they are excellent. To extend this also to other countries in the regions, which we have, with whom we have very, very good, or so to say, excellent relations. And I'm here to assure you also that with Serbia, if despite the bitter past that we have had together, we are more than ready to start as soon as tomorrow, to start the cooperation with them and to let the past behind and forget about it. We also want to believe that Serbia has taken a new new path, a new new way of thinking, and it's turned towards the future, and it's not stuck in the past as it has been the case so far. This is what I have to say. Maybe it took a little bit longer, but this is what I had to say. So if you have any questions, my colleagues are more than ready to give answers.
Eu não sei se também querem colocar questões em relação a Portugal. Obviamente também gostaria eu própria que nos falasse mais sobre como é que conseguiram, depois da independência, uma boa convivência entre as duas minorias, mais, entre os sérvios e os albaneses, no fundo, no Kosovo, quando o passado foi tão trágico.
Thanks a lot. I'll give a little bit of a break to our interpreter. I'm speaking English myself. It's a great pleasure for all of us to be here with you, and I think that it's not too much to once again thank you for the recognition of the independence of Kosovo by Portugal. It came at a very crucial moment for us, and somehow we were even saying that it was a little bit better if it was delayed than if it did happen at the beginning. The other thing I wanted to say is that it just happened by accident that we only have one lady with us in the delegation, since the Parliament of Kosovo has 30% of women representation, so 30% of the MPs are women. Three zero. More than 30. The other thing I wanted just to mention is that yes, we are facing some economic hardship now. It's because of the past. Kosovo was bypassed for decades, not to say for longer. No major infrastructural corridors passed through Kosovo deliberately. No investment whatever investments were made in the last 25 years. So we are dealing with that. But still, there is a great potential that we have. We have the biggest energy reserves in the region and perhaps amongst the biggest in Europe. We talk coal, and when we talk coal, we know that we have to be careful with the environment, but we are lucky since we do not have to invent the technology. It's already invented, so we only need to apply it to Kosovo. The other thing is that we are also lucky to have had the support of the European Union and of the United States of America this far. We still rely in this support, but we tend to believe ourselves that it's not going to be for much longer that we will need to rely in this sense. We believe that we will make it, we will manage to be partners, because we want to be able to add value to whatever is being built in Europe and also in NATO. By saying this, what I mean is that we fully aspire, and we have a wide consensus in Kosovo that we seek for EU membership and NATO membership in the future. We do know how much we will have to do, so we do not have illusions that we can do it fast and easy. But despite that, we are absolutely determined that we will achieve it one day. Of course, again, we will cooperate with all our neighbors, and we are happy, no matter how sometimes strange it sounds. We are happy that Serbia is in a good path by just signing the SAA, and also by being partner in the PFP, the Partnership for Peace in NATO. We're happy because we consider it to be our path too, and we think that if we have Serbia in the Euro-Atlantic integration path, it's going to be much, much safer and much easier for us in Kosovo too. We have very good relations with Macedonia, as Mr. Buja mentioned, and definitely excellent relations with Macedonia and with Montenegro. These are the three other immediate neighboring countries of Kosovo. We have four immediate neighboring countries. This is more or less what I wanted to add, and just saying that after the independence was declared, everybody was careful, and although we think that we would have made a better government, the current government did all its best frankly, to just keep the situation under control, to have everything calm, and we have managed to have everything smooth in Kosovo this far. We believe that there are no risks, immediate risks that we face when it comes to security, thanks to what we do in Kosovo, but also thanks to NATO forces that we have in Kosovo, and for that matter, once again, it's not too much to say that we are also grateful to Portugal for the Portuguese army that is serving in Kosovo. They have shown great responsibility, and they have been a great support for the Kosovo people this far. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm informed now from my colleagues it is our honor to be here in this chamber where the decision for recognize of independence of Kosovo made was public.
Well, we didn't know that.
And it is very important for us to be in this moment. But I can say now, in this moment, is the crucial for us to have the support for the France in recognizing process of Kosovo, and especially from Portugal. We believe in your support, especially in the states where the Portugal language is the official language. Thank you very much.
Here with us, we also have a representative of the Serbian community, which is in our case is the chairperson of the parliamentary group of Independent Liberal Party, which represents the Serbian community, and he might have something to say.
Dobro, ja bih htio da iskoristim priliku da se svima vama srdačno zahvalim na vremenu koje ste odvojili za nas.
I would like to use the opportunity to thank you all of you for the time that you have dedicated here for us.
Ja predstavljam srpsku zajednicu u parlamentu Kosova.
I represent the Serbian community in the parliament of Kosovo.
I jednostavno nakon 17. februara i nakon proglašenja nezavisnosti mi smo imali ovaj više mogućnosti da biramo.
And simply after the declaration of independence of Kosovo in the parliament of assembly as a Serbian community we were faced with several choices.
Ja mislim da smo izabrali najbolji put, da smo se vratili u institucije i da smo rešili da se institucionalno borimo za prava i interesa srpske zajednice na Kosovu.
I think we made the right decision because in a institutional manner, in an institutional way, through institutions, we have chosen to fight for the rights and freedoms of our communities that we represent.
Jer čovjek u životu svakog dana donosi veće ili manje odluke, ali postoje dani i trenuci kada birate da li ćete uopšte u budućnosti još imati pravo da nekada donosite odluku.
Because life is such and people make decisions with every day and sometimes you came to a position where you have to make a decision that would allow you to take decisions later. That's the point where you cannot go beyond.
Naravno, postoje određene različitosti između srpske i albanske zajednice. Ne bi sada da potenciram to. Želim da vam kažem da smo suočeni sa novom realnošću.
Of course there are differences between a majority community Albanians and the Serbian community. I don't want to go and talk about these differences.
Želimo da učešćem u vladi Kosova zajedno sa našim partnerima iz svetske zajednice napravimo boljitak za srpsku zajednicu, ali nikako na štetu bilo koje od drugih zajednica koje žive na Kosovo.
And with we participating in or constructing the government of Kosovo, we want through institutional way to create better conditions for the Serbian community, but in no ways this should by damaging the interest of other communities.
Svaki sukob se završava dijalogom, a mi upravo želimo da neko zajedništvo i budućnost otpočnemo sadašnjim dijalogom.
Every conflict ends up in having a dialogue, and we want to start our future, since the dialogue already has been paused, we want to start the future with this kind of dialogue.
Mi smo na Kosovu jednostavno osuđeni da živimo jedni sa drugim.
In Kosovo we're sort of doomed to live with one another. There is no alternative to it.
Ne kažem to da bi se žalio.
Saying this to sort of feel sorry for myself.
Već jednostavno kod postoji jedna izreka, kažu nikada ne traži neprijatelja suviše blizu, a prijatelja daleko.
There is a saying you never ask for your enemy to be too close and your friends to be too far.
Jednostavno želim da mi svi na Kosovu budemo prijatelji i da zajedno izgradimo budućnost za sve zajednice. Znači, nama je neophodno da što pre uđemo u evropske integracije, ja mislim da će to rešiti što više probleme koje dole na Kosovu imamo.
We want to work together as friends and together to start the EU integration and we see ourselves as a full member of EU.
Mislim da će ekonomija, koja jeste trenutno ono što je zajednički interes svih ljudi koji žive zajedno dole na Kosovu,
and we think the current economic situation as it is now it's not good for all the communities living there.
Da reši mnoge probleme.
That this economy, if it gets better, it will solve a lot of issues.
Zakoni iz paketa gospodina Tkisarija su usvojeni. Oni su usklađeni sa evropskim zakonodavstvom i daju puno šansi i prilike ostalim zajednicama.
The laws from Matisari package have been approved and these laws guarantee the rights of other communities, but at the same time they are harmonized with European legislation, which of course gives opportunities to all the communities living in Kosovo.
Jedan posebni komitet u Skupštini Kosova se bavi zaštitom prava i interesa zajednica, gde predsedava srpska zajednica i gde od 13 članova 11 predstavljaju pripadnike ostalih zajednica, a samo dva dolaze iz većinske zajednice, to je albanske.
One of the main committees of the Parliament of Kosovo is the Committee of Rights and Interests of Communities and Return. This is with a Committee on Budget and Finance. These are the two main committees of Assembly of Kosovo. Out of 13 members, 11 members of this committee come from other communities. Only two members of this committee come from the majority community.
To svako jeste jedan dobar izgrađen mehanizam za zaštitu interesa i prava zajednica, koje ove zajednice u punom kapacitetu koriste. Naravno, nije to sve tako lako. Imamo mi još puno problema na Kosovu, ali trebamo da izgradimo zajedničko poverenje i da se ne želimo jedni na druge, već da zajedno gradimo budućnost bez obzira na status Kosova.
This committee is a very good mechanism for protecting the rights and interests of communities, and it's chaired also by the Serbian community. And this committee helps quite a lot. It's not as easy as it sounds sometimes to pass all this and go further. But we, as all communities, have to give our best and try and give our best efforts to go ahead and have a prosperity.
I da završim, post-statusno pitanje više nije status, već šta će to doneti u kvalitetu života svih ljudi koji žive na Kosovo.
And to finish here, the post-status of Kosovo, post-final status of Kosovo, status is not a status issue anymore, but we have to see what we can do so that all the communities live better in this society.
So.
Thank you.
Agradeço muito as explicações e as exposições que nos foram feitas e que nos permitiram conhecer melhor aquilo que se está a passar no Kosovo e que está a espantar as pessoas. Eu própria, nos anos 80, tentei muitas vezes passar por Pristina e nunca consegui. E fico, portanto, satisfeito que atualmente esteja em curso uma reconciliação nacional. Um dos argumentos que para nós foi muito importante foi a grande taxa de desemprego que tinham no Kosovo. E gostaria de vos perguntar, como última pergunta, quais são as perspectivas a nível da criação de emprego e se já há alguns progressos feitos a esse nível.
As I said it earlier, one of the most serious challenges that we face in Kosovo is the economic challenge. Despite the limited resources that we currently have in the disposition, Kosovo is turning a fully fledged construction site where the roads are being constructed, schools are being constructed, and other activities are being taken. And this made it very much easier for the representative of the European Commission a couple of days ago to sign a check of 124 million to give to Kosovo for reconstruction. But we're also fully aware that only with donation you cannot build a state or start the creation of new jobs. Our aim and our aspiration is to be a member of the international monetary organizations like IMF and World Bank, so that we can suck from these organizations favorable loans that promise development. We have firm promises from these two international mechanisms that we're going to be full members in the year 2009. One of the benefits, which at the same time can also be a risk, is that compared to the countries in our neighborhood and in the region, we have a very young population, which if not given job opportunities, that can turn itself in risk and a destabilization. But we hope we're not going to be to that point. But by creating job opportunities for these young people, we will tame them so that we don't end up in destabilization. But as I said, and I constantly repeated, that it's not going to be easy. It's a tough path that lies ahead of us.
Okay, I will speak in English, not in my mother tongue. This is the OSCE. Since this is the last meeting, I would like to thank the Portuguese Parliament for receiving us. This is a OSCE-supported visit. Our friends from the Parliament of Kosovo, I'm sure that they understand when I say that this is not a state visit, but a study visit, since the OSCE is status neutral. And because we are all in the Foreign Affairs Committee, I would also like to speak about the OSCE work, since it is the biggest regional organization in the world and has the biggest mission in Kosovo. I would say that at the time that UNMIC is reconfiguring and adapting itself to the new circumstances, and ULEX is trying to deploy throughout Kosovo, it should be noted that the OSCE is a stabilization factor, and therefore this organization that sometimes is said to be extremely flexible and efficient, but it doesn't have a high public profile, should continue to be supported by all the states, all the member states, and therefore as well by Portugal. So I would just as well introduce my colleagues, it's Blerim Vela and Lumni Rama, that were organizing this trip from the Central Assembly and Political Parties Unit, and myself, Nuno Luzio, from the Office of Political Affairs, advising the head of mission of the OSCE. So please, also a good word for the OSCE work on the ground that I think all the MPs agree with me. That has been extremely fruitful for the past 9 years. Thank you very much.
Obrigado. Vamos juntar a este estudo talvez uma foto para nos recordarmos deste momento que vamos tirar ali nos espaços perdidos. Entre membros e irmãos dos dois parlamentos e os mediadores que este dia estão a fazer um trabalho útil. Espero que tenham gostado da vossa estadia em Portugal. E estou certa que voltarão um dia.
We have just small, modest gift for the PC and PSD. It's the flag of Kosovo. It's for the PS and PSD. Colego vien nga një ishull dhe kështu e kanë flamurën. Once more, thank you for the efforts that you've done and for the time that you found to meet us. And that picture that we're going to soon to take, and we're going to keep it as a cherished moment that we're going to have it.